Tonight, K-Fed and X practice their jive talk. Plus, a real reason to speak Pirish. And, can you stomach 10,000 hamburgers? Get ready for the barbecue of a lifetime on this week's TJ Weekly Podcast! Hello, listeners!
Hello?
I don't know. I apologize.
That's weird.
It really was.
We're TJ Weekly, and this is our third podcast.
Yeah, it is. Can't you tell? Yeah, we haven't been...
You'd think we'd get better as time goes by.
No.
I think it's
It's pretty much...
quickly declining.
It's quickly indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to get right to it, Orange County Fair.
Orange County Fair.
That is what's going on
in our
hood.
The most important fair in the world, in my opinion. So important that they have MySpace ads.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I'll give you that, but in the world?
In the world.
Eh.
Except for the World's Fair, I guess.
Yeah.
But they don't do that anymore.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
But anyway, my first time at the Orange County Fair was enjoyable.
I'm glad.
I had a really good time.
I'm really glad.
We went to go see the biggest horse. Hercules.
There's two actual, like, little tiny stable things that are just for these animals. You go and you pay a dollar, and Theo said, is it worth the dollar?
Well, because the first thing we did when we get in is there's these two booths with stables in it, and they look like, you know, freak shows.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're paying a dollar to see this. I'm like, really? Is it worth my time to see a big horse for a dollar?
And the answer?
And it was.
Darn right it was.
That was a big horse.
Yes. And right alongside that was...
the world's biggest steer.
Yes. I don't think it had a name. Didn't have a name listed. But apparently, according to the sign, you could make 10,000 hamburgers out of that there steer.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't realize it. It looks angry.
Well...
It could know that.
When we were staring at this site, a tear... went down his face.
It's true.
And I felt really bad because everyone's taking pictures and going, ah, look at the big steer. And I'm staring at it, and it just, a tear.
Yeah.
A tear.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, he's really sad.
I've seen it for the past, I don't know, half a decade. And I've never seen it stand up. I don't know if it can. I think they airlift it in, like on Jerry Springer and stuff when they had the, like, 1,200-pound man. Yeah.
That guy was sick.
Yeah. The horse is 3,000 pounds.
So yeah.
That's
he was standing.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
I don't know. If he sat down, he wouldn't get up again.
Probably not.
No, I'm pretty sure.
But the reason we were at the fair is because I wanted to go to see if we won a ribbon.
He's been wanting a ribbon
for the past couple of years.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't see the need for a ribbon, but we submitted two of our works, Peels,
yep,
and a documentary we made in school called Recoil, which was a documentary about Fullerton and how it was haunted and all that stuff.
Yeah, so the reason is because 2 years ago, the winning video, I didn't know there were video submissions in the fair. There's always been, like, photography and art and stuff, and I saw that there was video, and the winning one was someone's wedding video.
Yeah.
And I said, that's stupid. We should try for this.
And we did.
So we did. We tried, and we tried, and we tried. Not really.
No.
I just turned in DVDs.
Yeah.
And both got in, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and ended up in the visual arts building to see that we had a blue ribbon.
That we did.
For Recoil. And see, I think that's when it set in for you, because you got excited after that.
Well, I just like the fact that people like us.
Yeah.
The blue ribbon means nothing.
The blue ribbon does mean nothing, but it means that we won something.
Yeah, I don't understand why we needed all the hype for this Orange County Fair blue ribbon. I'm still not getting it.
Because millions of people come to the fair.
They don't sit around and stare at that TV.
But the seats were full there.
To watch that under the sea thing, that
was so
weird.
That was pretty weird.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. Amateur.
Nonetheless, we won.
Yeah, take that, Orange County.
So,
I'll take my ribbon.
And you got to enjoy the fair food.
Fried everything.
That's what they do. They deep fry things that shouldn't be fried.
Yeah.
Including desserts.
And clowns.
They deserve it.
Well, they do. I'm sick of them.
Besides that, another little bonus is, as of yesterday, I guess it was, or maybe the day before, Energy Network TV started airing season one of TJ Weekly.
Yeah.
In their stream. So it's a 24-hour online TV station, energynetworkproductions.com. And you can go check that out and probably see season one. Season two should be up next week, he said.
Yeah.
So we're...
Watch early works.
Yeah.
Us.
Watch it. Get to know it. And,
Write reports on it.
Yeah.
I want to see school reports done on TJ.
Oral reports. Videotape those.
Yeah.
Send them to us.
It'd be good.
Care of. Wherever you want to send it.
Yeah,
I'm sure
care.
We'll get it.
Yeah, whatever. They'll send it to us. We're big enough.
We are. Because we do big things.
We do.
So... We're still not TV, we're TJ Weekly. We're just not TV, but we are internet TV. Speaking of not TV, movies!
Oh, yeah. Is it... It is time.
It is time.
Hey, why don't you play that track?
Okay.
TJ Weekly's Movie of the Week.
Yes. It finally works out for our Movie of the Week.
It does.
And that makes me happy.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Pirish... movies.
And the newest pirate movie is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Dead Man's Chest.
And that's something you've been excited for a while.
For a long time, since the first movie came out. So what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Very excited. Midnight showings, all around.
All around. Not the same one. We didn't go to the same one.
Sadly, no.
Different
but
counties.
We wanted to see if the movie was different in different theaters.
Yeah.
So we decided to take that to the streets. And, you know, my first thought of it after seeing the whole thing was a tad disappointed. I was just a tad. But every midnight showing I've ever been to, I've been disappointed.
Well, that's because mostly all the midnight showings you go to are bad, bad movies.
Yeah.
Sin City.
That's true.
Bad, bad movie.
Yeah. Well, but then I saw it again on Friday night, and I knew what to expect, and it's... slowly becoming one of my favorite movies, so...
It's a good one.
I like it.
It's a good one. You have to go into it realizing this is a trilogy. They're not going to be completely separate storylines every time.
Yeah.
That's how they set it up. Once they did the first one, they knew they were doing three, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a Rocky.
No.
Where you can go in and say, I'm going to see Rocky fight Mr. T and Hulk Hogan this time around, and next time I won't have to deal with them.
Yeah, which is really sad, because that could be...
If
they took that and did a trilogy with just those three...
All I'm saying is let's hope that those two make it in the third Pirates movie.
Ooh, that would be a good idea. If you're listening, Jerry, please put them in.
Hook it up.
He's listening.
Neither one of them are working right now.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Except for Hogan knows best, but...
He's got to reel in his daughter.
Yeah. Keep her away from Paul Wall.
Please.
That's all I'm saying.
It's creepy.
Nonetheless, that has nothing to do with the movie.
No, not at all.
Visually, what did you think?
I thought it was great. A lot of, relying on CG. But it was still good CG. It was still the best CG I've seen.
Dragonheart.
Yeah. Dragonheart, getting off the subject once again, a great film.
It was.
Nobody
believes me.
I know. Come on, Sean Connery.
That was years before its time when it came to CG. And then it just, the only people that could do CG were, any of the Peter Jackson movies.
Yeah.
Good CG. But everything else was just horrible.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a shiny, incredible Hulk. I don't want that. I want to see scary monsters that look...
Well,
Ang Lee doesn't understand anything.
Yeah. But yeah, getting back to the movie, beautifully shot. It was... Everything about it was just... I liked the cinematography. They did a really good job. I thought maybe it would slack off a little bit, but they really delivered. So.
They did. Still funny. A lot of it did rely on some past jokes.
Yeah.
I can overlook that because there was a lot of new jokes.
Yeah.
And Johnny was amazing.
Well, that goes without saying. It's the Orlando Bloom that I worry about.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad.
He wasn't.
And that's what's amazing about that movie.
Yeah, there was plenty of them.
Bloom, yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. Huh. And you never got sick of him and said, why am I watching this man?
It's because he had a sword.
Yeah.
He needs a sword.
He needs a sword.
Do not cast him in a movie without a sword.
Do not cross him either with the sword.
You can't.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was
good.
I'm glad we wrapped it up. So we got two toes up.
Two toes
for each of us.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna pick the ring toe.
Okay.
And the pointer toe, as I've called it.
Well, fine.
There's no other way to. Is it the index toe, the one
yeah,
next to
know.
Your big toe?
But I'll take two pointers. Two pointers. That's good.
Cool.
Sweet.
We're up there. That's high rankings.
That really is.
You tell Bruckheimer.
I won't.
He's in our book.
Well, he's listening
somewhere.
So he'll know.
Yeah. Okay.
Hulk.
Oh, what is that sound?
This week in Kevin Federline.
I can never get sick of it.
I don't want to get sick of it. Because KFED is everywhere I want to be.
Except for on my cell phone.
Yes.
His name is there, his number is there, but he won't return any of my text messages.
No, he won't return mine either. So it's just a slap in the face of TJ Weekly.
It really is. It really, truly is.
We're doing more to help his career than he's doing.
I think so too. And if you agree, send him a text message. His number is 310-876-4210.
Yep. He's bringing the penny back.
He is bringing the penny back. And he says that's his real deal. Mm-hmm. You can call that number and get a voicemail from him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. It's always full, so you can't leave a message.
Yeah.
Send him a text.
Well, maybe he's been too busy trying to ink a deal with Jive Records.
Ink-a-dink.
Ink-a-dink? I could do some ink-a-dink right about now.
Jive Records, if you don't know, is Britney's, the label that Britney's on. And also hosts to a number of other acts in the past, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
Like freak shows.
Freak shows. Mystical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
Things of that nature.
Uh-huh.
Because they all seem to go together.
Yeah, no.
Show
one,
me what you're working
show.
With. So he's trying to do that. He says, according to a report, he said he's trying to keep it in the family, quotes. So they think that means Jive.
Yeah. And also keeping in the family, he's bringing his ex into this family.
That's right.
And he wants to record a song with her.
A duet with Shar Jackson, the mother of his first two children.
What's the song again?
Two, I believe. The song is Get Away, which is a cover of a Bobby Brown hit, quote-unquote hit.
Yeah.
If it's not My Prerogative or Humping Around, I don't want to hear it.
Well, there you are. Yeah. There you have it. And but he's gonna do it. And apparently, Britney has no clue that this is going
to
go down.
That's what they're saying. And if she finds out, she's going to blow a gasket.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
The quote they had from Kevin Federline was... something to the point where...
So what?
Yeah, I don't care.
Basically,
I'm still going to
so
make
what?
The song. Yeah.
That's a good quote. Quote,
yeah.
Unquote.
Quote, unquote. Yeah. we'll misquote him until he returns our...
Exactly.
All right?
If you want to correct that... You know where to find us, KFED.
Exactly, KFED.
Not in Malibu.
No.
And not in Fresno.
No.
No.
Fresno.
But this is going to be exciting if he gets a deal. That's
a
big label.
You know what that means?
What?
That means we get a CD.
That's right. Full distribution.
Uh-huh.
So amped for this.
Full of tracks.
Yeah.
Full of fun.
Full of heat.
Yeah. I
Whoa.
Can feel it. Can
like
you
the
feel
fire.
It?
I can.
I can feel
poking
it.
Poking my nose.
Yeah, I don't like it, but
no.
I need it.
Yeah. It's a train wreck.
No, yeah.
You're a musical train wreck, KFED.
Yeah.
We want to be a part of that.
Exactly.
I'll Please. Drive by and rubberneck. I don't care.
No,
I'm watching
either.
The whole way.
Yeah. I am there with you.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That is so good to know.
I'm amped.
Like, turn it up.
Like music?
Like
what?
Banging in your box. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Natalie Portman.
Yeah. You are beautiful, as well as you know how to say what.
And very talented in the mm-hmm. what department.
Yeah.
You're
unlike,
up there.
You know, unlike you.
Thanks.
No problem.
Well,
anyway, I'm going to take...
What? What?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are we talking about?
I'm Jason.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, what is banging in your box, Jason?
Oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
this week and the past few weeks, a lot of Bare Naked Ladies.
Mm.
The band.
Yeah, no.
Gotta specify. There's not... Naked ladies banging in a box, asking to get out.
Please, yeah.
Help, let me out, I'm in a box. The reason being...
I don't even know what to say about that.
There's nothing you can say.
No, yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I got very, very bored and wanted to make a cover song. So I made a cover of mm-hmm. Bare Naked Ladies' Blame It On Me. Which sounds a lot different than their version. It's from their first album.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. It's one of my favorite songs.
I really enjoyed that cover because you pretty much just told me I could blame everything on you.
And you do. You did it before the song.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but now I have a reason because you told me.
Yeah, if all else fails.
I will just. I have a mini tape deck that I just press play,
cool.
And the song will go if you ever get mad at me. So
good.
That's a lie.
For most of you, I guess, whoever reads the bulletin, because it's in every other one, I have a music page that's myspace.com/ALS, and
you
I do? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, be my friend. And so I do, like, mainly it's, like, hip-hop stuff. I've done that forever. But I had to make a whole new page just for that, because it didn't really fit in with it, and I kind of wanted something
A new
page for a new style, new just kind of side project, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find that. You can search for it.
Yeah.
myspace.com/JasonFrerking.
Get it right.
Get it right. Get it tight. Look up the spelling,
because
I'm not going to tell you. It's ridiculous for me to spell my own name out loud.
Yeah, no, and I'm not going to spell it, because I don't know how. But the other thing that you've been working on, which I'm really excited because I really enjoy the track, is you've been doing a Bare Naked Ladies. One of their new songs came out.
Yeah.
And you put it together with your own your own verse on it.
What happened is and you should find the Bare Naked Ladies podcast because it's good. It's a good listen. They're always funny, funnier than us. And very informative.
More informative than us.
More informative
funnier,
than us. But they announced that they were doing this remix competition for they're releasing 5 different songs from their new album and releasing like the single tracks so you can get like drums and bass and vocals and everything all standalone so you can remix it in any way you want to. So I did a remix of their newest single called Easy and uploaded it there, so hopefully that should be up on there. Go to bnl.com, no, bnlmusic.com, and click the do-it-yourself and go to listen and see if you can find it.
Now, was this Easy? I don't remember. I wasn't really paying attention to their verses. Is it a song to Eazy-E?
Yes and no.
Uh-huh.
The reason I think this is because Eazy-E was known to whine and cry a lot and want sympathy.
So... This is a...
So, and that's what the song is about. So I think it's kind of a, yeah.
I'm glad, because, you know, a lot of people...
It's a tribute?
Yeah, a lot of people miss him.
But it's a very shielded tribute.
Yeah.
It's something you have to read between the lines.
So please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
So my version actually includes myself on it, which I think, as of now, I'm the only person to do that.
Yeah.
So, boy, get some rap on there. Rap with the BNL.
Yeah, might as well.
Because they enjoy the hip-hop.
So, do they?
Yeah, they do. They do. They really do. So
wow.
Hopefully that scores me points. Because it's innovative.
Yeah, and plus you need more points.
And I need points. I need, I've got points on my driver's license, but that's not good.
Not at all.
No.
Can't be good. Can't be good at all.
So I'd rather be with BNL than DUI. I think that's the...
Wow. Coming together.
That's the sentiment.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's, if there's any lesson, moral lessons to be had in this music section...
There it is.
It'd be that. Yeah.
There it is.
Rewind
Enjoy the music.
It and play it again. I'm not going to say it again.
Yeah,
that's
rewind.
Dumb. So that's that.
That is that.
That is a good podcast.
That was.
Yeah.
I hope you like it. We don't.
Yeah, I don't at all. So,
we're very picky, though. So.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I think, hopefully we'll get a chance to do another one of these in the next month.
Yeah, I would like to do that. Maybe bring in some, studio guests.
Maybe.
You know, who knows?
Yeah.
I'm not promising anything.
No.
Right?
It's all maybes with us.
Yeah.
So,
like, we maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We maybe.
Maybe. Enter what you want there.
Yeah, there's a space.
Yeah,
fill it in.
Exactly.
Well, enjoy your July.
Yeah, enjoy your day.
Have a nice one.
Yeah, because we won't.